Time you may be listening to us live on Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Time or any other time on our archive page. And don't forget to go to the archive page. Somebody reminded me that I should say that more often. Go to the RBN archive page and look up Rick Adams Uncensored, Saturday's broadcast, and follow me there. Listen in, as I think many of you have been doing all along. And that's wonderful. Today is the 16th of January. We have a holiday coming up Monday, I believe. We'll talk more about that later if it's worth talking about, but we'll see. But, you know, I like to begin with the Gospel of John, the beloved John in chapter 10. And he is confronting those who call themselves Judah and who call themselves Israel, and who call themselves the children of Moses, as he altercated with them. And that's quite an altercation, folks. Verse 23 of chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. I find this very fascinating. It's very moving and very touching. I mean, when I read anything, the Gospels especially, anything to do with Christ himself or his own words, I do get choked up, I have to say. And so if I can't contain myself, you'll understand why. In 23, he says, and Jesus walked into the temple of Solomon's porch. Then he came unto the Jews, or they came unto him, round about him, all around him, surrounding him, and said unto him, how long dost thou make us doubt? Imagine that. If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. And what did Jesus say? He answered them, I told you, and ye believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe me not, because ye are not of my sheep. Wow. Can you imagine? As I've said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, that they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews, the Kenites, took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do ye stone me? And they said unto him, for a good work we stone ye not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, that being a man, rankest with God, we seek to stone thee. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? 35. If ye called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. Say ye him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, ye believe me, believe the works that ye may now know. Believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. You see, they couldn't lay hands on Christ. What kind of a mind? What kind of an evil soul would want to do this? The children of Moses? Uh-uh. The children of Abraham? Uh-uh. The children of Adam? Uh-uh. Children of Noah? Mm-mm. The children of Shem? Shemitic? Mm-mm. How about the children of Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh? None of them. Though all sinners, all of those in God's race and all the other races would not seek to kill him for the reasons they claim, blasphemy. But those who were born of the seed line of Cain, they sought to kill him. Why? Because they're killers. Because they're killers. It's that simple. We can't beat around the bush anymore. Are you saying? I'm not saying anything, my friends. I always tell people, if they say that to me, when I read the word, they say, are you trying? I say, wait a minute. Don't say I'm saying anything. I'm quoting the word. I'm quoting the words of Jesus Christ. When he said, I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Judah and Jewish and of the and of the tribes of Israel, but are not, and do lie, and are of the synagogue of Satan. You got to take it up with him. And they have. And they'd like to kill him again. They worship their devil in Jerusalem and in that state in the Middle East. And you know what? If they could, they'd do it again, like Sarah Silverman. I don't care who killed Jesus. I'd kill him again. Hate is in their heart, folks. Hate is in their heart because their father hates. He hates all that is of God. Their father hates truth, and Jesus is the truth. So, I mean, you can't go wrong going right, right? Can't pussyfoot around the mulberry bush. Now, when they speak of hate, I'm going to tell you. Today, I want to read a little bit, if I can, from a former head of the ADL who, and I don't defend Mr. Trump in any way, shape, or form. Believe me, I have nothing really positive to say about him in terms of foreign policy or domestic policy, except a couple of little areas. But this guy, who is the former head of the ADL, has called Mr. Trump a number of names and wants to see him impeached and totally removed from ever running for office again. So, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, too. I believe Art is coming on in the second hour, but otherwise it's just me and you, just the two of us. I found this article very intriguing because I'm on the newspaper list of a number of offings, so to speak, and I do get the Maine newspapers, Central Maine and the state of Maine, because I had an interest in it some time ago, an interest for a variety of reasons, and this is a very interesting article. In fact, I guess it's authored by a man by the name of Nathan Bernard. Now, does that sound Italian to you? Nathan Bernard. January 15th, 2021. the chief of Maine's Capitol Police, radicalized by far-right conspiracies. This is the headline. Russ Gauvin has spread racist hate and deadly lies on a since-deleted personal Facebook page. Now, not the town, not the state, nothing to do with government, his own personal page, which is why many of these people finally are getting wise and are obviously they're dismantling their pages, their Facebook pages, their Twitter accounts, and so on. Because every single thing you think and verbalize or keyboardize can be used against you now. You lose your job, your pay, and in some cases you may lose your freedom or your life. Anyway, this, the Maine Bureau of Capitol Police Chief Russ Gauvin, the law enforcement official directly in charge of protecting state government, staff and buildings in Augusta against threats of right-wing violence. They didn't say threats of any kind of other violence, just of the current malaise, allegedly of right-wing violence. In the coming days, has himself been radicalized into believing and promoting deadly right-wing conspiracy. Imagine deadly right-wing conspiracy. Look at every word is chosen by Nathan. And then he says, dozens of posts on Gauvin's personal Facebook page, which was deleted shortly after Maynard contacted him. That's the name of the press agent, Maynard, after the state. Pressed him for comment, showing him sliding into an increasingly paranoid and hateful worldview since the Black Lives Matter protests that followed the police killings of George Floyd last spring. So apparently, for example, in July, Gauvin, again, we don't know this for sure because we can't see any posts. Gavin, I should say, promoted the idea that COVID-19 face mask mandates are part of a grand sinister plot against the public and openly mocked their use. In November, he refused to accept Joe Biden's victory, declaring in a November 7th post that he had zero confidence in the reported results. Wow. Now, if that isn't extreme, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what is. I really don't. I mean, that's cause for dismissal, at the very least, loss of pension, loss of income, and loss of freedom, wouldn't you say? This is the love people speaking now, the lovers. Okay, so Gauvin linked to an anonymous editorial posted on the far-right website, I believe it's called Law Enforcement Today, that called the election a psychological operation, a psyop of epic proportions, and cited prominent Jewish, Black, Hispanic figures in finance and the media as part of this problem. Part of this, but my goodness, he's going to get the death penalty. There's no question about that. No question. A day later, Gauvin wrote that Facebook was driving him crazy, quote unquote, and said he had started an account on Parler, social media app that by then was already notorious for fostering the views of violent right-wing extremists. Gauvin provided his Facebook followers with his Parler handle and encouraged them to join him on the hate site, which was effectively effectively shut down earlier this month for spreading those posts that clearly encourage and unite. But now, where is the encouragement to violence? I haven't read all the posts, but I don't know of any here that say that you should go up, pick up a gun, go up to the street corner, pick up some nitro, or try and get some hand grenades and start lopping them. I don't know of any, but again, this is the mantra. This is the false narrative of those in the media who control the flow of commentary, disinformation, and Marxism, to put it mildly. The same divide and conquer strategy. Invariably, they are of that race of Cain, with a lot of help from those who should know better and who are in the races of God. Now, this is very interesting. The hatred just streams out of this article. I've got it up on the Facebook page, Rick Adams Uncensored. And so it goes on and on. And they talk about, this guy talks about how, this is something that has become more and more apparent with this guy who's in charge of the Capitol Police for protecting the state of Maine. Now, you know, recently there was the story last year of how it was uncovered that the Israeli government had targeted a camp made up of Arabs and Israelis that had camped out in Maine in the summer. And they were spying on them illegally, and that was made an issue of. We haven't heard the resolution of this. Haven't heard a word about it lately. But they said, including, a former governor of the state and the current governor, Janet Mills, as saying that they would look into it and they would investigate it. Former Governor Paul LePage, who was also AG at the time, saying that he hadn't heard about it, but that he would definitely be concerned that any foreign nation would be doing this, surveying people at a campground. Simply because they wanted to find out what they were saying about that government in the Middle East. That's our good friend. So I find it ironic that here you have a potential major threat in the state by someone from the outside, just as we all have in our states, you see, by the Mossad and the Israeli regime. And they're more concerned with the private thoughts, and if you want to call them rants, of this man on his own Facebook page to let you know how he really feels. Now, isn't this what these crackpots and these extremist terrorists, Marxist Zionists always said? You should be free to speak your mind. You should never let anybody come along and inhibit you or discourage you from expressing your opinion, because that's what America is all about. And as soon as you do, this is what happens. So now they all have to run for cover and do their politically correct thing, and Governor Mills said, well, I'm going to look into it and see what we can do, and if anything, and guaranteed, you mark my words, this guy will be fired without a real due process investigation, and there is nothing to investigate, in my opinion. And he'll be eliminated. He'll be replaced with a yes man or a yes woman, somebody who can bow the knee, who can bend over both ways and do the fittings of the enemy within. But this is just typical of what we're finding all across America. Was it Angus King, the former governor of Maine, who actually had the gall to make the racial statement that he said Maine was too white of a nation, too much of a, an Israelite nation? The French and the English, the British, the Irish, all of them coming up from Canada down to Maine and so on and so forth, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire. So he actually said, we got to do something to change this. Right now, let's change gears and let's do a commercial break. I'm right back with much more Rick Adams Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't figured it out, it is the greatest sin on the face of the earth to be white, to be Caucasian, to be Adamic, to be Israelite, not Jewish, not Kenite, but to be white. Why? Because those nations of Europe, those nations, the Adamic, Caucasian, Israelite, Jacobite nations, are the Israel of God today. So who's under attack? Israel is under attack. Not that bandit regime in the Middle East that is now threatening. Now threatening in a latest report to strike at Iran's purported nuclear sites. But the Israel of God here in America that is now under God's judgment as well, God's wrath. He's not happy. But he's still their God, and they're still his people. And he says he looks after them just like a mother hen does after her young. He really does. But he has to discipline us first. He has to give us a spanking first. So we have in America today, particularly the northern part of the United States, those tribes migrating from outside of the captivity which they were released into, traveling over those Caucasus Mountains, and then winding up in Europe, and from there spreading out across the globe. That's right, the seed line spreading and then coming to Canada and North America, and then, of course, to these states. And in the northernmost tip of Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire and so on, and then, of course, the rest of the country. And as you know, then they would wind up fighting each other in that so-called civil war, which was also brought to you by that same synagogue of Satan. Brother killing brother. You see, this is what they do best. Kill, maim, destroy, rape, pillage. This is their trade. God cursed them, as we saw with the programs we've done in the past few weeks. Look them up. Joe Church, myself. God has put a curse, a mark on Cain. But no one is to touch Cain's seed line because that's his job. What did Jesus himself say? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. He will. We can't interfere with that. But we can witness against it. We can expose the unfruitful works of darkness and reprove them. And he does the rest in the end, you see? This is God's world, God's creation, and he is in perfect control. So this is an example, again, of hate, what they call hate speech. Now, speaking of hate, I just can't let it go by again without mentioning Dr. Martin Luther King and his legacy of hatred. Coming up Monday, I believe it's Monday, right, the 18th, Dr. King Day. You know, I remember when this came up in the Senate and in the House. There was one governor in the United States I remember that would not, if I recall correctly, in Arizona. His name was Evan Mecham, and he was a firebrand against King Day. So was Meldrum Thompson in Maine, in New Hampshire. Meldrum Thompson also railed against Dr. King. And of course, they were racist. They had to be. How could you be against a guy like Dr. King and not be a racist and a supremacist? Only they didn't use the words and the terms that fluently then. White nationalist, white supremacist, white bigots, and so on and so forth. That was the way of blurring the argument, of negating the argument. If you want to kill any syllogism, you know, any argument, what you first do is to demonize your opponent, and you paint him into a corner. Because I was in debate society in college and the forensic society, and we had a lot of different topics come up. And, you know, I wasn't the best debater. I really wasn't. But, I mean, I put up my own, and we had some good events. And I did win the persuasive speaking contest by the speech department 2 years in a row. So I was pretty persuasive. I felt the Lord was leading, and then from there, these talents continued with me and grew, so that's one of the reasons that I'm here today, communicating with people across the globe. But this race issue was created for America by the Levinsons and the Rosenbergs and the Fiekelmans and so on and so forth. I could go down the list of their names. Dr. King was groomed. He was groomed. And I bring his name up not because it's a color thing. It has nothing to do with the color of skin, my friends. I would gladly accept any American who is black or whatever race they may be who contributed to the furtherance of true values, true peace, true understanding, true brotherhood in that sense. Because, after all, God created these races, and we're not to disparage them. Vex not the stranger in your midst, nor let him lord over you. But that's a commandment, that we don't do harm. We respect each other and their differences. God created us all different because he wanted different races, and he wanted different people. And then he created the last race, the Adamic race, because that would be the race that he preferred, and that Jesus Christ himself would come through. We'll come right back with more. And I've got a nice clip, I think, from a guy named Nathaniel Kapner, I thought was most fitting. Coming up, stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams Uncensored with you today. Thank you for being with me. We're talking about this whole thing that's tied into the presidency and the race. And this is why I say to you, believe me, when I tell you, I've studied it long enough. I've seen presidents ejected. I've seen them elected. I've seen them selected. I've seen them tossed at the flip of a hat. And then even beyond or before the time that I was on this earth, 67 years ago, I've seen it all. I've seen the lies and the falsehoods and the dialectic, the matrix of control that Mr. Trump plays perfectly into this matrix. And that's why they needed him. That's why now this business of impeachment has proceeded. And high crimes and misdemeanors. Yes, there are some misdemeanors and high crimes. But those are the things that he is being lauded for, not the things he's being criticized for. And that is why right now this business of impeachment is only being perpetuated, in my view, not because the Democrats are so hateful of the White House, so hateful of Trump, and so on and so forth, and I don't discount any of that. But the real reason is because they get their marching orders from the synagogue of Satan, and Trump has placated and isolated that so-called, the caricature of race, the white racist, nationalist, extremist right-wingers. And now we have the radical left, but they're not called the radical left. They're called the Black Lives Matter. They're called La Raza and a host of other groups. In the middle are caught the American people, and they have to take a stand either way. They're caught in the middle of a vortex, which is going to erupt into the new civil war. That is the only reason why they're perpetuating this nonsense of impeaching Trump, because the war must come about. You look at some of the statements. I don't have them at my fingertips right now, but there are some, quite a few statements. Abe Foxman is one. I speak of the death of the white race. This is what he said. The Aryan race, so-called. He would love to be able to see that race disappear. Why? If he's white, which he claims, which they claim to be, then why would they want the death of their own race? He basically boasts about the progressive programs in Hollywood, in the media, in miscegenating, and so on and so forth, to bring about that desaturization of that race, of the race of Adam. Then and then only can we have victory. He wants to see that time when every white father needs to be ashamed, and their children need to marry what he calls outside of their race in order to bring about that mosaic. Very interesting, isn't it? Then we have some, apparently some Indian-born, some Indian-born Hindu who says that the blonde-haired, blue-eyed male or female is a biochemical defect. The only cure for it is a bullet. Now, this is the kind of hate which Mr. Nathan Bernard apparently didn't write about ever. I'm sure that he won't write about it ever because it doesn't fit the matrix, okay? As I've said many times, it comes to race, all of these races except one, God has created. And he created them because he wanted to. And he saw that it was good in Genesis, the very last verse of Genesis 1. And then he created Eth Ahadam, the man, Adam, on that eighth day. See, he rested after the sixth day. Adam, from which the Christ would come. And that race that is in America today, called the Israel of God. So, the chief of the Capitol Police in Maine may have been radicalized into a radically true position that is based on Scripture. He may not know it, but he's one of them. The many of the French, like himself, the Irish, the English, the Welsh, the Scots, and all those from Czechoslovakia to Italy who are of that race and that seed line. They don't know fully who they are or understand every aspect of it, but they are certainly fulfilling that purpose and that role that God has given them. Isn't that amazing? You don't even know it, and yet God is using you to do certain things. I didn't know it for years. Several years back when I really began to fully realize the identities of people, okay, the racial underpinnings of the world. And as I said before, racism in that sense has no place in anybody's vocabulary. You don't go out and hate somebody because they're of a different race. You hate what they do. And Dr. King did not do his race any good. Dr. Martin Luther King, who was trained in the Folk Highlander School in Tennessee, was trained as a Marxist agitator. And that's what we have today in the media, agitation and propaganda. It's called agitprop. It is designed to create a race war in America, to create hatred, race against race, except their race. If you dare to mention anything negative, not even mentioning the race or the word that's commonly used to describe the canine. You are now considered a racist or a hater. So I always said that. It's interesting, is that what makes somebody a racist if they are anti-racist? Very simple. If they criticize the racists, who are those who call themselves something they are not. They're the racists. They're the supremacists. They say exclusivists. That is why today Palestine is considered persona non grata. We don't even speak about Palestinian rights anymore. Do you remember when we did? Do you remember in the 1990s? When there'd be these debates on Nightline? You remember Hanan Ashrawi, who was probably one of the most brilliant Arabic women? She was becoming a very prolific and respected world leader of the Palestinians. After a while, she began to fade from the media, from the limelight, and they just took her down. You remember when Cindy Sheehan was the great peace activist? And Cindy Sheehan was starting to talk about Israel, talk about Palestine, and talk about the war in Iraq on behalf of that synagogue of Satan? Guess what happened to her? Doesn't exist anymore. That's how they control us. Now, my audience knows this, but I'm speaking on behalf of newcomers. People that never heard this show before discovered RBN, and then they discovered this program, that they need to understand who and what is responsible for this plague on the earth, this plague of hypocrisy, of lying, of deception, and most of all, of Antichrist, because that's what they really are, Antichrist. Jesus never denied healing to any man of any race that would come to him, or woman, and profess to believe in him as Lord and Savior. Of course he didn't, because he created all. So we need to understand that. These so-called Ku Klux Klansmen and these so-called white nationalists, these so-called radical right, white nationalist, ultra-racists, they're not even white, many of them. Some of them are, but most of them, I would say, the ringleaders, you know who they are. You know the same... The same ringleaders that were responsible for creating Dr. King. Thank you, but I can't take that call right now. Okay. That was a Skyper, I guess. Well, in any event, you hear the message, you hear what I'm saying, you know that what I'm saying is true because it's obviously true. Campaign in America today, using Trump as the focal point, is designed not to make sure Trump can ever run again for office, because Trump is not King Solomon, he's not King Saul, and he's not King Jesus, okay? That's not where it's at. It's all about destroying America from within, about that civil war that they created in the 1800s. That's right, the Schiff brothers. The notorious Schiff banking family and the Rothschilds. They do best what they set out to do and what God said they would do. Murder, rape, pillage, destroy, obliterate, kill, incinerate, all of those things. Those are not the things of God. And yet here they were sitting in the seat of Moses when Jesus walked among them, sitting in Moses' seat, pretending to be of Moses, pretending to be Hebrews, pretending to be of God, and they accused him. Can you imagine? This is the diabolical nature, friends, of what we fight against. We're fighting not against flesh and blood, but against powers. We're fighting against principalities, and those powers in high places. They're in the spiritual places, they're in the churches, they're in the religious institutions, teaching lies, distracting people in the pew from learning the truth. And that's why God said, Jesus himself said, they will be the most unenviable come judgment day. First judgment begins in the house of the Lord with the unfaithful pastors and teachers. He said, feed my sheep. And what is he thinking? He's saying, they're feeding my sheep. They're feeding them manure. They're feeding them poison. They're feeding them all kinds of trash and garbage. Jewish, because if they taught them the truth and then the word got out, just like Garvin, only in the pew and in the pulpit, they'd be ostracized, they'd lose their pastorship, they'd lose their pensions, their 401ks, they'd lose everything. They don't want to do that. They'd rather lose their souls, wouldn't they? You see how blindsided they are? Take it all from me, folks. Take it all. You can take whatever I have. Take it. Leave me out in the cold. But I do know, like Elijah the prophet, I have a caretaker, and you do too if you believe, you trust in him. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise. I don't know of anybody that can ever keep every promise he or she ever made, but I do know of one who does. So I don't mean to be, you know, homilistic today and go on and on with one homily after another. I'm just simply reacting to the propaganda we've been spoon-fed about this new matrix of Trump and the white racist ultranationalists versus the rest of the world. It's a false dialectic, typically. It's a false matrix, and it is designed not to get Trump out of office and keep him out. It is designed for you, for America, to bring America to its knees. That's where the action is, my friends. 800-313-9443. I do want to play that clip in a little while of Nathaniel Kapner about the incoming, you want to call it, the proposed and supposed incoming Biden administration, okay? Because I don't give legitimacy to it myself, as this police chief does not. It's a fraud, it's a fake, and call me paranoid, but you know what? It's true. 800-313-9443. Let me take a call or two. Barb is up in Florida. Hello, Barb. You're on the program.
Rick.
Hello, Barb.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Living just a few miles from Mar-a-Lago, our local rag, of course, has to question what he's doing and why he's doing it and whatnot. In our local rag, the Palm Beach Post, it was questioned whether or not the lease for his big golf course here could be ended. So I wrote a letter to the editor, not the letter to the editor. I wrote to the seven commissioners because one of them questioned it. And I just said, how unkind can you be? Get the facts about the rioters at the Capitol. It occurred before the rallying throngs even arrived there and was obviously a false flag. Like the cyber attack November 3rd, it was a planned and carried out event. President Trump is the victim. And I just put, I'd be honored to have President Trump and his family as permanent residents. The golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Not to perpetrate vengeful acts, as our congresswoman, I'm talking about Lois Frankel, and her gang do, and I hope will not do in the future. And then there was an article in the paper about Lois Frankel, who used to be the mayor of West Palm Beach, by the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She says here, he does things nobody else in their right mind would do. But he's not in his right mind. This is a quote of her. The overwhelming feeling of most members of Congress is on both sides of the aisle is that they're absolutely appalled at what he did to incite the violence and overthrow his own government. Quote, he needs to lay low, and I'm sure it's going to hurt his ego to do that. And I said to my husband, sounds like a threat to me. He better lay low. He needs to lay low.
I guess you could interpret it that way. You know, these vile and veiled threats, you know, come from a variety of sources. But, again, you won't see that written up in any paper. You won't see that highlighted on lying NBC News with lying Lester. No, every single night you will see a black kid was shot by a white cop. A black kid was beaten by a white cop or policeman, and you'll see the same thing. A white shooter decides that at the flip of a hat, because they're being broken into in their homes, they will shoot because the assailant is black. Every single night, it is an ongoing saga. So this is why, you see, it is a mantra. It is a deliberate process, a deliberate campaign of hate. This is why I say, who are the haters, Barb? The haters mm-hmm. are those that they don't hate, you know?
Yep. Yep, everything is projection. I just feel like sending her a couple of descriptions of hypocrite and false flag and educate her a little bit. I know she yeah. knows, but I wanted to know that I know, too.
Of course. You know, look, we're not talking with Pollyanna, innocent little, honest people that just happen to be their first term in office and they really want to do good. No, these people are professional politicians. They're liars, they're hoaxers, they're accusers. All they do is try to stir up a mob in order for them to capitalize off the vote. This is what my Congressman, I'm sure you've seen him all over TV land, David Cicilline. I mean, he's the former mayor.
Yes, terrible.
He ruined the city financially. He bankrupted it, so he was, you know, fit game to go to Congress, right, to finish the job. He is a, as I said, he's a fanatical homosexual, and he's very, very arrogant at everything he does. He just simply never lets a good crisis go to waste. But, you know, people see through him, the right people, the right time, and someday he will have to give account for everything he's done. So, you know, we have them in every district, every single state. They're the same leeches, and, you know, they're poachers, you know, of men. So I thank you. That was a good letter. I thank you very much, Barb, calling
you. Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it very much, yes. So, folks, you know, heralded, you know, as the great freedom fighter after Abe Lincoln and all of that malarkey, we have to understand that it's all media created. All created by Hollywood, by the Spielbergs, by the Rosenbergs, by all those in positions of power. From the Washington Post and now Jeff Bezos to the New York Times, the Sulzberger family, the L.A. Slime, and all of the rest of them. Long ago, long time ago, the Kenites moved in and took control over the media. And our people don't know it because they're a little bit sottish, as God said. Now, do we have that clip ready, maybe, Kenny? I think we might have that clip of Mr. Nathaniel Kapner. He does a pretty good job. Some of the language is a little coarse, but not much. He's referring to groups and organizations that support the Biden-Harris ticket, and this was prior to the election, basically. But let's see if we can bring it up now. I hope this is the right one. Let's give it a whirl, Ken. Go ahead.
Eat your heart out, Bibsy. Trump's going to snuff you out. That's because Netanyahu hailed imposter Biden as president-elect, thinking Trump had no path to victory. Give a look. Give a listen.
אני רוצה לפתוח בברכות לג'ו ביידן ולקמלה האריס.
That's Hebrew for Bibsy screwing his best friend, President Trump. But the backstabber, a Jewish tradition, has to be already peeing in his pants. Trump has many paths to victory. Here's how Trump wins. One, state legislatures will certify elections on December 14. The state legislatures have Republican majorities in the battleground states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. These Republican legislatures could legally deem as valid only the ballots cast at the time the polls officially close, prior to the coordinated tallying shutdowns at midnight when heaps of suspicious mail-in ballots came pouring in for Biden. Trump was winning by a landslide when the polls closed. We all know what happened next. Grand larceny on a swinish scale while everybody slept. Now, these state legislatures have a constitutional right to appoint their own slate of electors instead of the electors selected to award Biden the win. with the fraud in our faces, these Republican state legislatures are duty-bound to reappoint their own electors. Then Mike Pence, as president of the Senate, would receive the ballots represented by the legislature's electors. Protecting the sovereignty of these states is what's at stake here, not the sovereignty of the Jewish-run mob. If Pence chooses the legislature's appointed electors, voila, Trump wins. Two, if the U.S. House rejects Pence's choice, it goes to a House vote on January 6th. Each state gets only one vote. 31 states have a Republican majority in the House. 19 states have a Democrat majority in the House. The Senate, a Republican majority, also has one vote per state. It's a slam dunk. Trump wins. Three, if Congress is deadlocked, then Pelosi, blech, becomes acting president, whose actions can be negated until the impasse is settled. Then the election theft goes to the Supreme Court. The Trump campaign legal team, along with third-party independent attorneys such as Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, no, the Trump team did not fire Sidney Powell, are developing hard evidence of illegal election day extensions, Biden-only ballots, Dominion voting systems using algorithms coded to flip votes from Trump to Biden, and statistical proof of countless Democrat precincts suspiciously showing tallies with the exact same vote ratio split between Biden as winner and Trump as loser. As Sidney Powell says, that's like flipping a coin 186,000 times and it lands on heads every time. At the very least, SCOTUS must disallow all ballots, hundreds of thousands of them, in Michigan and Wisconsin, where past midnight vote dumping showed 100% of the votes going for Biden and 0%, nada, zilch, for Trump. As for the late mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, SCOTUS must also disallow. There, the swinish Jew, Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar, unlawfully authorized counting ballots arriving up to 3 days after Election Day, even without a postmark.
All right, hold it there, brother. We're going to take a quick break for the midway, and we'll come right back to Nathaniel Kapner's interesting and very good commentary.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.